In June 2009, Manuel Zelaya was ousted from the presidency of Honduras by a military coup. 4 months later, in an election recognized by Washington, but not most Latino nations, Porfirio Pepe Lobo was elected to the top job. At that time, a resistance movement led by Zelaya's wife, Xiomara Castro, was established. That evolved into the Libre Party, and she's now its presidential candidate. Another principal candidate for the top job is Juan Orlando Hernandez of the ruling National Party, who's the former president of Congress, and he steadfastly supported that coup. Unlike most other nations in the Americas, Honduras does not require an absolute majority, which often leads to a second-round runoff. The winner in this election will be the person who gains the most votes. Law and order is an ever-present major issue in this campaign. Honduras now has the highest murder rate per capita in the world. The flagging economy also needs major impetus. A poll shows that 80% of those questioned say they're worse off than they were 4 years ago. For Vatican Radio, James Blears reporting.